is, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. This week, we're continuing our Pasión de las Pasiones episodes. It's also the first week of February, which begins a very romantic month on One Shot. We have a special discounted rate for radvertisements on the show's mid-roll. Look forward to hearing more about that in about 30 minutes. Finally, before we get to the episode, I want to remind everybody that this week is the last week for the A Woman with Hollow Eyes Season 2 Kickstarter. At the time of this recording, we are at $42.35, which means we're just under $800 away from our second and final stretch goal. If we manage to raise $5,000, we're going to produce a podcast side series that will be able to include Alan Linick in the cast. If you don't remember, Alan Linick was part of Season 1 of A Woman with Hollow Eyes. He was also a cast member on our very recent Kagamatsu episodes, and he happens to be a writer for SNL, which means his time is very limited. He's still super excited to record with us, but in order to do it, everybody has to go a little bit out of their way. So we just need to pay the cast and crew a little bit more. I'm really excited about the prospect of recording with Alan again, and if you are too, I recommend you head over to bit.ly/hollowize2 to contribute to our Season 2 Kickstarter. Do it quickly, though, because the Kickstarter wraps up Friday, February 8th at 5 p.m. Central Time. With all of that out of the way, I'll see you in the mid-roll, heroes.
Now, we're going to hit those last times on, so you get to just tell us in a sentence or two your last time on, and then we're into our episode. This is very much focused on making it feel like a show as much as we can.
Great, I'll go. So the last time we saw Xiomara, she was seated at a desk that was as big as some people's apartments, surrounded by glamorous and glittering gold inkwells and pens. And she picked up one of the pens in her long manicured fingernails and signed a contract with a flourish.
We then, I think, fade into a scene of Renata also at a desk bigger than some people's apartments. And she is adjusting a contract so that her name is on it.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Last time on Pasión de las Pasiones, Leandro got into Lorenzo's home and was in the process of looking for something, but heard a noise or felt the urge to suddenly leave, and in the process accidentally left something behind.
Love it. I think last time for Lorenzo, with tears in their eyes, holding a rose, talked about how they used to bare knuckle fight people on the streets for money. And they were telling this to Angel. And by the end of their monologue about this, you can see that blood is running down his hands because he has just
gripping
forced
the
thrones.
So
yeah, the thorns are in there so hard.
I like the Angel's coming out right after that, which is that they came very, 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 very uncomfortably close to kissing Leandro. And I think it was definitely like in a nighttime pool scene where like there's the blue light from underneath from like,
yes!
the pool lighting everything.
Yes.
And there's still a lot of tension from that.
Thank you all so much for this gift you've already all given me. We're going to start out with Señora Sora. You're up in your beautiful office, so well appointed, so put together. You've done all of the machinations you could possibly need in order to ensure that you are the one who has control. We know that Xiomara signed a contract before that gave her essentially the position, but now you have your name on it. What does Renata look like right now? What is she wearing?
She is wearing her trench coat is draped over the back of the chair, the desk chair. So she's wearing a long black dress. It has like 3/4 sleeve and a scoop neck that doesn't go too deep. She's still wearing her sunglasses and her hair goes sort of is like perfectly coiffed.
And there is a knock at your door. After a moment of hesitation, it starts to open just a little bit. And you can see Santino Pinto, one of the kind of the head security guards. He's not technically in charge of everybody, but he's been there for the longest. He is a tall man. He's dark and strong. He's got this kind of like a bit of an unfortunate dad mustache, but like a very handsome face. It used to be that he was in all of these telenovelas as like the star, and then he aged just a tiny, tiny bit. And so now he has to play Santino Pinto. But he's a lovable little character, but he lets himself in. Senora Sora?
Yes, Santino, thank you for coming. Thank you. Will you have a seat, please?
And he walks up hesitantly and kind of takes a seat. He's got a couple of papers that he's sort of shuffling around in his hands.
Now, Santino, you know that I am looking out for the well-being of the hotel for the time, you know, due to Señor X Rosa's unfortunate disappearance.
Yes, Señora.
I need you to tell me what the system is right now so that I understand how many guards you have, how many more you might have. What are the numbers looking like?
And he looks just like a little baffled at this and kind of puts some papers down and says, it's just that our normally in the Senora, in the case of loss of control of the hotel, we would have separate contracts written up with the new owner. And we found all of these contracts that are signed by Senorita Ziomara. And we just thought we would ask which we're supposed to follow.
Oh, those are so many contracts, I'm sure. More than four. But at this time, you are to follow none of the contracts. Anything that has Senorita Ziamara's name on it, you can ignore. I don't know how many there are. Two, more than that. You are instead to just any contract that has my name on it, that's the correct contract at this time.
It sounds like you're trying to mislead, distract, or trick somebody.
Yes.
So, this is a Powered by the Apocalypse game, which means you're going to be doing that roll 2d6, but this game rolls, instead of using stats, using questions. Each of your playbooks has a question on it that says your question, and that's basically kind of a thematic grounding that it lets you know, hey, if you're doing this thing, if you're answering yes to this question, you're probably kind of hitting what that archetype tends to do. Additionally, each move has two questions. So I'm going to basically ask you those questions. So first, as La Doña, maybe I should have it pulled up. Do you have it pulled
up? Yes, I do. My question is, are you keeping your hands clean?
And what do you think is the answer to that?
I think that she believes yes. I think she thinks that she's doing the right thing.
Do you think that she's keeping her hands clean?
No, but I don't know that she knows that.
Okay. So what we're looking for is essentially like the truth of the situation.
Got it.
So if the truth of the situation is that she isn't, that she's setting up some paper trail, then that's a no then. So that's a plus zero for that. Is there pressure for them to act the right way? Is there pressure for him to basically just do what you say and keep his head down?
Yes, I think so, because I think that
totally
the confusing parts of it could very well just be written up to the fact that she had some things that she's not great at, most of which involve numbers.
Great. Do they think that you've been honest with them in the past?
I think yes.
Okay, great. This is an NPC, so you get to make a whole bunch of decisions. Sometimes with players, there's a little bit of back and forth. But you are rolling 2 6-sided dice plus 2. On a 7 plus, you get a hit. On a 10 plus, you get a better hit.
So I rolled an 8 plus 2 is 10.
Fantastic. So on a hit, they are fooled for a moment. You learn a valuable secret or create an opportunity. And on a 10 plus, you either get both benefits or you confuse them for some time.
I think I am going to create an opportunity, which is that he gives me all of the contracts.
Nice.
And I definitely confuse them for some time. Can I do both?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On a 10 plus, like, basically you chose create an opportunity and you chose to keep that confusion
okay,
going.
Great.
So, yes, yeah, and, you know, Santino hands over the paperwork and kind of, like, nods at it and goes, like, okay, so it'll be filed and we'll keep things running. And he gives kind of a proud little nod and starts to stand up to leave.
Santino, before you go, can you just tell me the number of guards that we have?
We have 16 guards on duty today, but that includes those in the parking garage. Most days, except for if there's a big event coming up, we would have just the 16.
And is that a lot?
We're secure. It's a secure building, Senora.
Could we have more?
Thank you.
Or is that the maximum number possible of guards?
I think maybe until we find Senora X Rosa, 16 would be the right amount of guards, if you ask
me. It sounds like the right amount to me as well. Yes, if that's what you say, I believe you. Thank you, Senor Santino. You are dismissed. Just make sure 16, the right number.
Of course, Senora. And we get him, like, leaving the room. And the camera kind of lingers with him. And he lines up with another guard as they're kind of, like, walking down the hallway to sort of start figuring stuff out. And we see them passing by, eventually, by Ziomara's table, where she is seated, I guess, doing her thing. Let's get a quick sort of visual for Ziomara, like, what's she wearing, what's she up to down in the beautiful, like, main hall of the Rosa.
Ziomara is coming back from the pool. So she has a bikini that's bright red, and she has a sarong. And the sarong, it's like meant to cover her up, but it is 100% mesh. So it's not doing anything. And she's trying to get like in the back area behind the check-in counter because she believes that there's some files that she needs to get access to.
Okay, fantastic. So we also, at that point, we get that she is speaking with Alma La Casa, the maitre d'. Or is she trying to, like, sneak in, or
she's
is she trying to talk
trying
away?
She's trying to go in.
Oh, she's just trying to go in. In that case, I don't see anything Great. Stopping you. You are too fancy to Great. Be stopped. And so, yeah, so you're headed into the kind of the inner workings of the hotel behind the main desk, behind all of that. There's, like, Great. An office back there. Let's go ahead and say Santino and his buddy are walking over towards there as well. But you are ahead of them. You've got a little bit of time. What are you doing?
I am trying to find a file that Senor X Rosa left in their desk that has a layout of the hotel.
Awesome. So I think we get a shot that shows Ziomara at the desk, getting ready to, like, jimmy it open. We can see kind of over her shoulder, and she notices also Santino and the other guard coming up. This might be a good time for you to act with desperation.
Okay.
This is sort of a generic catch-all move. When you act with desperation, tell Producción what situation you want to avoid and roll with the questions. So, like, my guess is you don't want to be caught by the guards.
Well, see, I feel like I'm fine being caught by the guards. I don't want to be escorted out.
Okay, cool. So then in that case, we don't need to roll yet.
Great.
Is Ziomara someone who'd be able to, like, pop open this lock without trouble?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Pop. We get a couple little, like, you know, jangling noises, and then it is open, and you've got all the papers spread out before you.
Great. And so far, so good.
Yeah. And then we get Santino coming to the door, and he's saying, apparently we shouldn't be doing what Ms. Ziomara says, but until the paperwork is all worked out. Oh, and he stops, and they're just kind of, like, looking at you a little dumbfounded. What do you do?
Santino, thank you so much. I was just about to call you.
Oh,
I think it's really important that we just like maintain a strong face here at the Hotel Rosa. And I'm going to say something crazy. Stop me if you think I'm crazy. Stop me if you think I'm being crazy. But I really think we should have 17 guards. I know what that sounds like, but I just really feel that that's what we need to be doing right now.
To make the payroll work out, and we're putting all of the money into keeping Masculino on the payroll. It's difficult until we kind of work things out with Senor Rosa, and you can see he's starting to falter. He's not used to kind of standing up to people.
Santino, I really believe that in order for us to have a cordial working relationship, that we need to understand that there's give and take in these situations. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, now you're demanding what you deserve. No question. Yeah. Anything that ends with "do I make myself clear" is a demand. So, you answer your question.
Okay, my question is, am I the center of attention? And I would say yes, mm-hmm. because I'm causing the situation.
Standing in an office of a dead person wearing a bikini? Yes. I would judge that would be a plus one, definitely.
Okay, great.
Are you offering something of value in return if they do what you say?
Do I have to say it to them now? Like, I have to tell them?
I mean, you can. Basically, like, do they have a legitimate reason to believe that they're going to get something out of this?
In Ziomara's head, yes.
Okay. What do you think?
I think her position is still very tenuous.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think? Do you think that's a yes or a no on for like the sum total?
I think the sum total, yes. Like it would not be against Santino to like stay in her good graces if she does take over the hotel.
Very true. Cool. Yep. So that's another plus one. So you're at plus two.
Okay.
Do they love you in this moment?
I don't think so. I don't think Santino and I have a romantic relationship. So no.
Cool. Sounds good. So go ahead and roll 2d6 plus two.
What is sexual?
Okay. I got 6 plus 2. So that's 8.
Okay. So I can choose to either concede and clear a condition, refuse and escalate, mark a condition, or run away and you'll get something from them.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and choose, he doesn't have any conditions, so conceding isn't super interesting. We don't care about conditions on him, so I'm going to have him run.
Yes! Okay,
great. Santino's getting all hot under the collar. Like, perfect. He feels awkward. He just came from a meeting where someone told him that they were his boss. And now he's in another meeting where someone is telling him that they're his boss. And like, his day is not going great. So he's going to go ahead and say, I should run it by, and he just kind of grabs the sleeve of his buddy and just turns and just walks.
Great.
So you can take something from him, if there's anything of his that you would like to take.
Is it my invention or does he like have stuff? Like,
not your
know?
Invention. I can tell you some things if you want some ideas, but it's yours.
He has the master key card for every hotel room.
Nice. Yeah, you just get your hand right in that pocket, slip it right out.
Yep.
It's yours now.
Rules.
Nice.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, so, Angel, you have a very busy day, a very busy time all the time. You're always running around.
Is it clear what my job is? Because I think we didn't establish like what my job is, and I kind of like it's just staff.
Your job is to be busy.
Yeah.
Oh, my job.
Your
is
job is
every
to work
staff position.
Work at hotel.
It's unclear. It's different every episode. I'm doing 5 different things.
I definitely have you clean. I definitely have you prepare food. You do clerical work.
There's palm leaves.
You've taught yoga at this point.
Oh, yeah. I run a class. I take people's pets on walks that are at the hotel.
So you make a mean margarita.
Oh, yeah.
So what task have you got before you today? What are you doing?
I think I am both walking all the hotel guests' dogs around the pool while I clean the pool with a skimmer. I think I have to do at least, I have to always be at least doing two things. So and, I think that's my thing right now.
And I'm going to pull in Lorenzo right now.
Okay. Oh, yes.
You are partially here at the hotel to be seen and to be impressive. So what are you doing at the pool?
Okay, I kind of had a vision for what he was doing, and I really like changing the setting to the pool. So, okay.
Is he doing the same thing that you were thinking
what
about?
Lorenzo was doing, that rose that pierced his hand last episode, mm-hmm. he's dropping it off at like a shrine, like a visual shrine that is there for Signora Rosa.
Yeah.
That like people have left gifts, people have lit candles, people are, you know, keeping the visual because there's so many people that hope that they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's dropped that rose in that display, and there's a picture of Signora Rosa on the wall, and he makes deep and intense eye contact with that picture because so many people are expecting him to find this person and return this person and restore justice and order to this hotel. And the eye contact gets more and more intense until with a mighty screaming yell, he punches the wall so hard that the picture that was hung on it of Signora Rosa falls off and shatters on the ground.
Amazing.
He sighs, bends down, picks up the shattered picture, and tosses it into the trash can, which we can see is full to the brim with other shattered pictures.
So I'm going to make a weird call right now.
Okay.
I think you processed your feelings out loud.
Yeah.
Go on.
Great.
So we ask each member of the audience if they're rooting for you.
Oh.
Each one that says yes, you get a plus one, up to a maximum of plus three. So who is rooting for Masculino right now?
I think La Adolescente is because they find Lorenzo suave.
Okay. You can also, and you can decide based on like your card, or you can just for you yourself, whatever feels person. The best way to do it. But that sounds great.
They yeah, like from what that card says, they think he's suave.
Nice. I love it. Plus one.
La Abuela also is because I think she, you know, loves all of the men. Plus he is sexy. So
yeah, great. Plus two.
I think La Madre is definitely rooting for Lorenzo in this moment. I think that, you know, this sensibly near middle-aged man is, like, tugging at my heartstrings in a way that is affecting me.
Lorenzo's got a core demo and rushing it. All right, amazing. So go ahead and roll plus three.
Great. I rolled a seven.
Okay. Plus, is that plus the three? Or
that is not including the three.
So. Okay.
That's going to be 10.
All right. So you can ask. We can either reveal a crucial event going on outside of view right now. We can tell you how you might find love with a partner of our choosing. Or we can tell you how to get some person to do something.
I think at this point in the story, the audience reveals a crucial event going on outside of view.
Fantastic. Do any audience members have something they want to jump in with? I've got an idea, if not.
I think the security force is having a really awkward meeting right now. Like, there's all 16 of them, and they're all having a discussion, and they're all very confused as to who they're supposed to be paying attention to as far as bosses go, and also whether or not they should be increasing the amount of security guards from 16 to 17, and one person throws out maybe 18.
And let's take that and up the ante a little bit, because at the same time, there's a crime going on. Who is committing the crime?
And they're missing the crime.
Yeah, they're nowhere there for the crime. Are we looking at, is Ziomara up to some mischief? Is Renata up to some mischief? Leandro? Angel, maybe?
I think to get at Lorenzo, maybe Leandro is committing a crime and Leandro has a mask on, so they don't know who.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I feel like I'm committing some crime. I'm trying to figure out sort of what my prime directive is at the moment, because there's all of this going on with the hotel. I think I'm probably at the moment most interested in finding out who slipped me those brass knuckles, because I want information on the crime itself. I don't necessarily care how it all shakes out, but I want to know more about it so that I can manipulate the circumstances to my advantage a bit more.
Great.
So I'm probably trying to break into someone's room while wearing the mask.
Awesome. Whose room would you like to bust into?
See, that's a good question. I don't totally know. Let's say Ziamara's.
Sounds good. So we get this shot that shows Lorenzo after having destroyed another beautiful picture and just looking out and seeing all of those guards kind of huddled and weird together. And then through a window, Lorenzo is able to see Leandro. Leandro has just kicked a door open and then like closed it carefully behind him and is up in it's a second floor hotel room, but it is definitely no one is going to notice that this has happened except for Lorenzo. Now, because you rolled a 10 plus, you can set a scene where you follow that information immediately and like basically be there in time for whatever. Or you can keep following this scene, up to you.
I think I'm going to keep following this scene because we've got to give the audience a chance to acquaint themselves with Angel.
Definitely. I mean, you could also bring Angel with you. You're setting the scene.
That is true. Angel.
Yeah.
I believe the security force at this hotel is worth nothing. Had I been here, had I only been here on that day, then Senior X Rosa would still be with us.
Wow. That's a lot of responsibility to put on yourself. Maybe we should just hire more guards, like 17, 19 guards.
I am as powerful as 20 men. Exactly as powerful as 20 men.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
But there are still people who are vulnerable here. Senior X Rosa may be gone, but there are people who will one day take the reins of this hotel. They are exposed to the criminal element, and we must stop them. And you must help me do that.
How am I supposed to help?
You will learn the ways of a warrior.
Oh.
I think you are demanding what you deserve. So, what is your question?
My question is, are you handling things without guile and head on? And a yeah, buddy.
Are you offering something of value if they do what you if they do what you ask?
While the character thinks so, I don't think so. Okay. So I'm going to say no.
And do they love you in this moment?
Yes.
Yes, cool. That's a plus two.
All right, that was a 5, so that becomes 7.
Okay, so, Angel, you get to choose. You can concede and clear a condition. You can refuse and escalate and mark a condition, or you can run away and Lorenzo will be able to take something from you.
Okay, I think I'm going to concede.
And okay, cool.
Angel, like, just looks down, like, at the pool skimmer, like, awkwardly in one hand and, like, 7 different leashes in the other and, like, thinking about the fact that they also have to go cook, like, the lunch soon and they're like,
yeah. Yeah, I could learn how to fight.
I knew this. I knew this just looking into your eyes. I can see your heart behind them and it is the heart of a warrior like mine. You must go. You must go to Ziamora's room. I can sense with my warrior's heart that something is amiss there. And while I could stop it, he looks out over the befuddled guards. I must make these fools into men as well.
Oh.
You! Go to Ziamora's room. Stop whatever untoward thing is happening there.
Like right now? Or can I finish this first and then go? Or should I?
May not skim the pool. You must take the dogs.
Okay, I can do that. Ziamora zoom. Got it.
And then he just zooms off. Like 7 dogs in tow. They're all kind of tangled.
Yeah. And I think that, I think this is also setting that scene, right? So, Lorenzo, with setting this scene, does Angel get there before Leandro has found anything?
No, I think Angel can only arrive once Leandro has found the most valuable secret thing in that room and must be holding it.
Leandro, what have you found?
Ooh, boy. Okay, I want I want Allie's help in figuring this out.
Okay.
Then, okay.
Because I'm looking for something implicating. It doesn't necessarily have to be implicating in the crime that I was specifically looking for, though.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it must be something that that connects my relationship to Senior Rosa, because I don't think we've said what it is, but it was intimate enough that my virginity is part of a contract.
All right. So there's that.
So there's just something that connects me, because I think in my mind, everyone knows that I'm around and everyone knows that Senior Rosa like was fond of me, but they don't know where I kind of came from.
Ooh.
Gotcha. So something maybe that hints to my past.
Maybe a letter.
Okay.
We could have a sealed letter here. Cause then we can open it whenever it makes sense to.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's definitely in Senor X Rosa's handwriting.
Perfect.
And it has Ziamara's full name written out just in this beautiful, beautiful text. And then there's so many dogs.
This advertisement is brought to you by Beat the Boss, a role-playing game for organizing on the job and in the community. In Beat the Boss, you and 3 to 6 friends will take turns organizing a group of workers or community members to take part in the fight of their lives. You'll identify the issues and make banners, then plan to take actions that will change the balance of power at work. Beat the Boss is a tabletop role-playing game that is powered by the apocalypse to create a place for activists to learn how to organize on the job and in the community. With a handful of 6-sided dice, a pencil, a character sheet, and a group of friends, you can learn how to move people to action and take back their power. The game has been playtested with organizers, roleplayers, and complete noobs to make the rules and language work for as many people as possible. It will be available in paperback and PDF. You can back Beat the Boss on Kickstarter now. Just follow the link in the show notes or head over to Kickstarter and search Beat the Boss. A big thanks to Practical Fox for sponsoring this week's episode of One Shot with a Radvertisement. If you'd like to get a Radvertisement and hear a personal or professional message read out on air, you're in luck. For the whole month of February, our personal Radvertisements are at the nice price of $69. And our professional Radvertisements are $169. Before we get back to the show, I want to point out that we've got some exciting stuff coming to the One Shot Secret Archive this week. We've got bonus content from The Broadswords and A Horror Borealis. You'll be able to hear The Broadswords Seattle live show and the cast of A Horror Borealis play, Oh Dang! Bigfoot Stole My Car with My Friend's Birthday Present Inside. I think you're all in for a good time. If you want to hear those games alongside some other really great stuff, head over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and sign up to become a One Shot patron. The money that we get from our Patreon backers helps us do everything that we do here at the network. Producing shows every week, heading out to conventions, and staying alive. We are so thankful to all of our patrons for their support, and hope that some of you enjoyed the New Year's card that went out to you recently. With all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
I feel like most of the time that it took from Angel to get up here to this room was me trying to get through all of the names on the front of Ziamara's letter.
And so you know what I failed to do is get everyone's like clothed description, because clothed descriptions are really important because it's a telenovela.
Yes.
So Leandro standing there holding the letter. What does Leandro like look like? What is Leandro dressed in?
Pretty much at any given moment, I'm wearing a bow tie undone around my neck, with like the top 3 God buttons of my shirt undone.
Amazing.
That's just like standard wear for Leandro.
Great. And then Angel, you are arriving as well. What does Angel wear in right now?
Angel's definitely in uniform, and it's... Oh, my God. Okay. Angel is definitely in uniform, like, for the hotel, so it's a very, like, pastel-y pink polo shirt and, like, just khakis that have been messed up, but they're going to replace it, like, at least 3 more times throughout the course of their workday, so they're just dealing with it while they're on the way to this thing. His hair is, like, very coiffed and messy, but in, like, that TV sexy messy way.
Right, yeah.
And overall, just, like, a mess all over.
And now each of us gets to choose one of the dogs that Angela is walking.
Please.
Oh, very good.
This is part of the rules. Not
something I'm doing. There are specific dog rules in the expansion.
One has got to be a standard poodle with the stereotypical pom-pom poodle cut.
Of course.
One of them is the world's slowest, like, French bulldog. It's very fat, and it's, like, basically almost being dragged behind the speed of all the other dogs.
I was definitely going to pitch like at least one. Now it's two different dogs that are either too small to walk fast enough or just too lazy. So like under both arms, Angela's carrying both, like both this bulldog and like some like toy breed that just can't breathe very well. It's trying its best. And then like up to the elbow is all the rest of like the leashes of everything that can walk on its own.
Good, because the last dog is a Great Dane. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the Great Dane is not fully grown, so it has like all of the energy of a young adolescent dog, but is still bigger than all the other dogs.
The last thing I want to point out is that all of these dogs are pure white, like the sand on the beaches.
Of course.
They're all white.
Beautiful. All right, so Angel, you have busted into this room, and before you see Leandro's back, and they're clearly holding something, but you're there. What do you do? Follow your warrior's heart.
Before Angel even realizes who it is, they bust in the door. All these dogs just like pulling them around, and they're like, "Stop! In the name of Lorenzo Maria." Oh, hey. Hey. This is awkward.
I whirl around and am holding the letter behind my back in a way that's, you know, casually not obvious, but very obvious to the viewer. And I think in my other hand, though, I have the mask, which I don't... It has not yet occurred to me to hide because I was so preoccupied with this other thing that I was doing. So I look down and notice it and sort of stuff it in my pocket and offer my choicest smolder and say, "Oh, I... didn't hear you come in."
There's something untoward happening in this room, and this is not your place. This is not your hotel room, and fuck.
I love the idea that they're getting closer to you slowly.
Just like getting there.
Absolutely. I think I sort of sit down on the edge of the bed and say, "Oh, I didn't notice. What brings you up here, then?"
Lorenzo sent me. You're not stealing anything, right?
Oh, well, the answer on that depends on this, mi corazón. And I stand up and I lean in a little bit and I say, "What about your heart?"
Oh, yes!
That sounds like you're expressing your love passionately.
Fuck yes!
Oh, fantastic.
So, what is your playbook question?
My playbook question is, are you taking advantage of your twin's reputation?
Are you?
I don't necessarily think that I am in this moment.
Okay.
The only way I would really see that would be his reputation with her and how much I remind Angel of Lorenzo, but I think that's kind of a vague, really non-helpful sort of answer, so I will say no.
Okay, cool. Are you dressed to impress?
Oh, always.
Absolutely. Do they believe that you are single?
I think everyone believes I'm single because I'm sort of a perpetually non-committed.
That counts. So you are rolling plus two.
Okie dokie. I rolled a 12.
Yes!
Definitely
so
works.
So powerful.
So powerful. So sexy.
A little hot.
So, on a hit, your target gives themselves to you or reveals a secret they probably shouldn't. Their choice. On a 10 plus, they also tell you whether they love you or not. And who else they love.
This is so good.
God, yes!
God, already!
So, here's, I think, the best way to do this. Angel, why don't you decide, are you giving yourself to them in some way or revealing a secret you probably shouldn't?
I think giving themselves is probably the best one for this.
Perfect. And so, like, what do we get with this scene? Like, remember, this is a telenovela.
This is a telenovela. So, yeah. I think it's a very, like, it's very awkward and very silent for a little bit, but, like, Angel like puts down the two dogs and like takes off the leashes and puts them on the ground and steps in and closes the door, leaving the dogs in the hallway. And I think that's the fadeaway point.
Amazing.
I like that.
We get that fadeaway and we then get commercial break. And it's like, you know, this big, huge shift because it's like this sensual music and the two of them coming together and then commercials. So what do we want to see next? Does somebody have a scene that they would really love to get into? We've got some complicated things going on.
Yeah, why don't you set the next one and then maybe we'll set up the next one after that.
Sounds good. Oh, you know what? Here's what I want to see. I want to see a scene with Renata and Lorenzo.
I was going to suggest that, actually. This is really good.
Loving this.
Oh, God.
Do you have a specific one you'd like to see, Ai?
So I guess my question is, where did Lorenzo go after? Or can you sum up the conversation you had with the security guards? Or do you want me to come in the middle of that conversation?
Oh, I've got it. And I'm sorry that this plants you in your office.
No, no worries.
But your office door opens up. And rolled through the door on luggage carts are the 17 guards who have been defeated in hand-to-hand combat. Of course, on top of the pile is Santino Pinto.
Absolutely.
And Lorenzo strolls into the room. And definitely, like, takes a moment to just stand there wordlessly, making, again, deep, intense eye contact with Renata.
I think Renata says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What is this? Who are these?
Who are these? What is this?" That is the same question I have.
Well, how are we? I mean, I recognize some of these men, right? I recognize, are they okay? Should I call a number?
They will be fine. Though I have in my arm the power of 100 tigers, I punched them with the force of a gentle breeze.
Is that a lot? What does that mean?
They will recover in due time and be stronger than they were.
Oh.
I have brought them to you because they are not adequate for your protection.
How many did you bring?
Indeed. He sits down and I think opens like a flask and pours it out into two glasses. Renata, you always ask the right questions.
I'm going to try to strike out at someone because something like he's just rolled in with a number of unconscious men. She doesn't know what's going on. So she's going to, I'm not hitting him. I'm going to knock the glasses off the table.
Yes.
Great. Oh, yeah. That counts as striking out. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
So he's pouring. I think he's maybe not paying as close attention to her. And she's just going to sweep her arm out and just knock the glasses to the floor and probably, hopefully, break them.
Fantastic. So, are you keeping your hands clean?
I don't know that anything that she does is, so I don't think so.
I think almost literally not.
Yeah.
So, I think no. Have you caught them off guard?
I would say yes, but James, that's kind of your call to make.
I would say that if you were to ask Lorenzo, it's impossible to catch him off guard, but yes, you have.
Okay.
That's essentially asking, was this an obviously escalated to violence? Or like out of nowhere?
Yeah.
And I think this is
this is definitely out of nowhere.
Yeah.
From his perspective.
And have they just wronged you?
I don't. This is a hard question because I don't. Like, yes.
Then yes.
In that, yeah, yes. I think it is.
He just beat up all of your staff.
Yeah.
I think that counts. So go ahead and roll plus two.
Okay. Wow, I rolled plus two is a six.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a six minus, I either get to make a move or I... On a six minus, I get to make some kind of a move. as the GM and basically like take over the story. So one of the things I can do is kind of like roll that around and give it to the other player involved in the scene when it's a player versus player sort of thing. So here's what I'm going to say. Renata starts to swing her hand across. Lorenzo, mm-hmm. you have fought much mightier foes than Signora Sora. You can absolute, like, you have control of this situation. What do you do?
Okay. So, I mean, this is a Spanish soap opera. Mm-hmm. So even though he was just seated, the next shot immediately, like we see Renata's hand go up to like knock the glasses aside. So we know visually what's about to happen. But the next shot, Lorenzo is there next to her, or has her arm in his hand. And he is incredibly close.
Perfect. Renata, go ahead and mark a condition.
Okay.
So you have those four conditions. Each playbook Ooh. Has different conditions. They give you a +1 to one move and a -2 to a different move. Mm-hmm. So tell us what condition you're marking, what you get a bonus to, and what you get a penalty for.
I think I am going to mark obsessed.
Okay.
So that's a +1 to accuse someone of lying and a -2 to face certain death.
Fantastic. And you're obsessed.
Yeah. I think she's just obsessed that he moves so fast and also that he's so strong and powerful and she can feel that strength.
Yes, and Lorenzo, you've got control of the situation. What do you do?
Lady, you do have strength, but it is in your eyes and your heart, not your hands. Let me be your strength. These men that you've surrounded yourself with, they cannot protect you. Only I can protect you.
Sounds like you're demanding what you
do. I am going to, for your protection, I'm going to offer to protect Renata.
Oh, yes.
And you have the option to accept.
Yes, I think she's going to accept.
Great. So make sure you write down that hold so you've got it available. So, because you can show up later at any time to protect her.
Great. I'm super excited about that. The wickedness that has fallen over this place, that follows everyone around this place, is elusive. It has evaded even my tiger's eyes. But I will keep those eyes trained on you, because I know whatever wickedness is out there will eventually come for you, Lady Renata.
Lorenzo, you will protect me, but now I think I am trying to act with desperation to get Lorenzo to, or maybe this is expressed by love passionately.
Twist. You just do the thing you do and I'll let you know when you've hit the move.
Okay. So, Lorenzo, I need your protection, but I need something more from you. I need your undying loyalty and also you to serve me in whatever way without question.
Ooh.
Interesting. So here's my question for you. Do you want him to be at your beck and call, or do you want him?
I think she wants him.
Okay, then roll to express your love passionately.
Okay.
So, are you keeping your hands clean?
Nothing she does is doing that, so no.
Always no.
Okay, cool. Are you dressed to impress?
Yes, I think she is.
Heck yeah. And do they believe that you are single?
My guess is yes, but I don't really know.
Have you been, like, obviously gallivanting with somebody?
No, I don't think she's been with anybody.
So you're probably believed to be single. So that is a roll +2.
Okay. Oh, please, God. Okay, that's a 9 +2 is 11.
Nice.
Yes.
So, yes. Lorenzo, your target gives themselves yes. to you or reveals a secret they probably shouldn't. And you're also going to have to talk about your love.
Okay. So I have to...
You have to either give yourself to her or reveal a secret you probably shouldn't. And after this scene, we'll also have you say whether you love them or not and who else you love.
Okay, cool. That I've got it then. So Lorenzo takes the hand that is holding her arm and slowly slides it up to interlock his fingers with hers, and then grabs her by the hip and pulls her in. And it looks for a moment as though he's going to lean in for a kiss, but he's instead brought her hand to his mouth and kissed the back of it, maintaining that intense eye contact. Lady, you will have whatever you need from me. I will be watching. Should you find yourself in danger, all you need do is say my name 3 times, and I will be there.
You fucking genie.
But if you say my name any other number of times, I will know that you prefer to be alone.
Oh, God.
How dare you?
And Lorenzo, do you love her?
Okay. I would like to introduce something to this show.
Okay.
I would like there to be a thing where the camera goes black and white, except for people's eyes. And we get extreme close-ups of their faces, and it's essentially an aside that is directly to the audience.
Love it. Totally works. Completely good.
So we enter that, and we see Lorenzo's eyes, and they're just boring into the audience right now. I owe Lady Renata my heart, and for that, I will always love her. But of course, I love Angel, and in my own way, I love Leandro, my sibling, with a platonic and familial love that is intense as romantic love. And of course,
one more thing.
I would be remiss if I did not mention that I love Zima. And now we come back.
And we get like just a little quick shot that shows Renata like taking all of that in, essentially, like studying his face and just getting it, despite the layers. And we have the shot of Lorenzo's face for a moment, and his face turns, and we see that it is now Leandro, and we're back in the other room with Leandro and Angel.
Yes!
Because somebody needs to express who they love.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, we'll have more Pasión de las Pasiones next week. In the meantime, why don't you check out one of the other amazing shows that we have here on the One Shot Network? Like Neo Scum. Neo Scum is a narrative comedy podcast featuring 5 Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. It follows a group of misfits and outsiders. Z, an acerbic cyber troublemaker. Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond. Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure. And Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo Mason Dixon. Join the irascible Neo Scum crew on a puerile rockin' road trip through a weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deeb they encounter, whether they deserve it or not. You could also check out the One Shot Twitch stream over at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. Every week we've got some amazing programs there, like Total Party Kill on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and this week I want to continue to urge our listeners to contact their representatives. There are plenty of issues affecting the country that your representatives need to hear your voice on. You can call to support legislation to protect transgender troops in the military, or support legislation to reduce prescription drug prices, and demand accountability for the thousands of missing children that have been separated from their families at the border. Calling takes just a few minutes, and it can definitely have an impact on issues like this. When I call my representatives, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find summaries for issues like the ones I just spoke about, along with contact information for your representatives and a script to read while you're on the phone to make sure your point gets across. Stay involved, stay active, and call every opportunity you get. Thanks, heroes. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.